So then their plan has to...
The plan hasn't changed.
So the plan has to go to planning and zoning?
No. The plan hasn't changed from what it was...
If there was a change in the preliminary, in the final development plan, the final development plan for this portion of the project will go through planning commission.
Oh, okay, all right.
But in the preliminary development plan, this was in that. It just wasn't covered in the development agreement.
The 23 parking spaces were already in there?
Yeah.
Oh.
The drawing showed it.
The drawing showed it.
But the plan, but the document didn't show it.
The document didn't show it.
The document didn't relate to it.
All right, okay. All right.
Questions, any others?
There'll be a few, I think a minor change to a legal description, and then we're gonna change a couple of how we describe the easement or the legal descriptions attached. We're gonna make clear that they're easement parcels. Other than that, I noticed a few typos, I'll clean up.
Let me just check one, none of this has any change on the green space and the porous space or nothing? Okay, all right. All right.
Thank you for your hard work, Ms. Papier. Moving on to audience comments relating to matters which advance the good of the village. Committee reports and comments by council members. Start with you, Ms. Perry.
The garden committee is meeting on Saturday at 10 a.m. here. So if you have a plot or you want a plot in the future, I suggest to come because there are some significant changes happening to how we're going to, in the future, administer the garden bylaws and rules and regulations.
Will you bring up that issue in the garden committee meeting?
Yeah, I can.
Okay. Essentially, what's that?
You won't be there?
I can't be there.
At the second plot?
What's that? Yeah, it's a weird rule to me.
Well, we don't want you to have two or three plots.
Well, so here's...
Before somebody else gets one.
No, I understand. So like the issue that I have at the garden is that I have two plots and I've had two plots for several years and I had to pay to build up, and they were like $400 each, that I'd pay to build up the plots if I wanted. And apparently there's a new rule that you can only have one plot, and then after the fact, so I can only renew one of my plots.
Aren't you grandfathered?
Well, no,
that's the problem. I'm not grandfathered in, apparently, which I just found out, which doesn't seem equitable.
All right.
When you have paid to put up the plots, and like I have strawberries in one that come back year to year, and I have raspberries in the other one that come back year to year.
It looks like a 1983 case to me.
After residents sign up, and then the current gardening residents get first to crack at one plot. Then the non-gardening residents. Then the non-residents that already have a garden plot. And then I think he gets a second plot before any non-residents.
But I already have a plot is the kicker. I already have a plot.
Yeah, and what we're doing for the people that pay for it, because we're gonna go put in raised beds for everyone else, is you're gonna get sort of credit for the next number of years, you won't have to pay.
Well, no, I get that for the...
If you don't
well, no,
get
I just get that
lot,
for the...
You'll get money back.
Well, I don't want money back. I just want to keep my plot. I don't understand why.
No money back.
Well, because you don't get to grow money. Everybody that wants one gets one.
I know, but I've had to. It's not like I'm asking for something new. Like, they're already my plots.
So this is an issue that we actually hadn't thought through as being an issue until you brought it up, and another woman brought it up this evening at the same time as you tonight. And it's a good point, and it's something we have to look at and try to find the best equitable way to suit everybody. So the problem that we've kind of hashed out was, like, if we're not charging $300 or $400 for a raised bed, is there going to be an increased demand? And are we going to have to build new garden space, or are we going to, like, let everybody have an opportunity to have one plot and then at a later date apply for the second plot? If you qualify and there is room for a second plot, then you have first dibs on that current plot you have. But there is no guarantee year to year that everybody can have a second plot.
Well, I actually do own the wood around it.
Take it with you.
I might. I don't know. It doesn't seem...
And then how do we make that equitable to people?
Well, I think that, so, I mean, it's like anything else where there's a grandfathering rule. And when I leave the garden, which, you know, then somebody else can come in and they can only take one plot.
Well, what,
and that's
what
just
you,
how it works.
What are you doing to the non-residents who are already there?
And why would non-residents
they
get it?
They come after residents. Because our residents are paying for this thing. Our residents are going to get it
with
before non-residents.
No, that's what I'm, that,
would,
that's my point.
We would have non-residents that would be grandfathered under your terms.
Okay.
But in those days, we had them pay for their plot.
But, we,
but we're, getting, we're giving credit back or refund back. Because
where do I get my credit?
We,
where are we getting
sure
the money to start paying
you
out?
You walked away from it already.
Why are, where are we getting the money to start paying people $400 a pot
hip
for
replacement for crap?
Huh? No, I thought.
And there's that doesn't.
Go to the meeting and they're going to review the bylaws.
I can't
be at
the meeting.
About it. Oh well.
But
to your representative.
Mr. President.
That doesn't. I don't like it.
Mr. President.
I'm going to lay down in front of the tractor on both of these spots.
Francis will tell you how to do that.
It was a road.
Oh, that's right. It was a road.
You know, if you have a suggestion of an equitable solution that...
Yeah, grandfather people in. I don't know. That's, I mean, because there's not... If you look at the total amount of gardeners there are now, and then you get rid of whatever... Because there was a lot of unrented plots last year. And so if you take those out and you get rid of... If however many plots we're eliminating, there's still more. There's still going to be some available plots on top of everybody who currently has them. No, that does not necessarily mean that. That means that somebody else can come in and swipe mine, but and take my raspberries that have been brewing for years. So, it, you know, there's everybody who is currently in the garden is still going to be able to have a plot under this new rule, correct? And so there should be some. I don't know, people who have gone ahead and used the garden for however many years should get some higher...
There should be a pathway to citizenship.
Yes, exactly.
No, I would be happy...
I feel like I'm a serial refugee not being allowed in the garden.
Well, we welcome them in Orange Village.
I've never participated in the garden, but I would be willing to take a plot and let you be a sharecropper.
Okay. There we go.
And that's what a lot of non-residents are doing.
She does. Ooh, actually, what if my wife has one plot and I have one plot?
Yeah, there you go.
That's good.
That actually solves the problem.
Is that considering plotting against your wife?
Done.
But now here's the question.
Thanks for finding the
loophole. Wait a minute. Now here's the but that has to be offered to everybody now. That opportunity has to be offered to everybody in his situation. Okay.
Yeah, it doesn't have to be
problem solved.
No.
Well, thank you. But I think it should still
but
be brought up.
You know, we're trying to solve every
is it for person
problem.
Or for, like, residents?
It's per person,
okay,
so
right.
I think that that...
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean,
half
we've never, we haven't
foot.
Discussed that either.
Amber can have a class. That works.
Okay, all right. Problem solved.
Anyway, I guess that's it on the garden committee, and nothing else to report.
Thank you. Mr. Baird.
I have three things. First of all, there's a focus group tomorrow evening at the Board of Education to discuss things that have been on the table. One of them, I believe, that will be discussed is the precipitous drop in the park scores in the Orange School District. And
what?
In the state mandated testing. We, 3 or 4 years ago, we used to be in the top five. Now we were, what were we? 47th. So, and of course, this this is not only important because of the education of our children, but it also has repercussions on the value of our housing stock. So I will let you know next week how tomorrow evening goes. Second thing is, Judd and I went to a NOCA meeting. I'll let him talk about it because I, being so long-winded this evening. And my last thing is, we had some excitement in Orange on the police front, and I think that we ought to recognize the department for a job well done without anyone getting hurt. Well, I could have then said that, just like I let Judd have NOCA.
It did happen in Orange Wood.
That's okay, I've got other stuff, you can talk about NOCA.
That's all I have.
All right, thank you, Mr. Braverman.
I'm gonna yield my time to Judd so we can hear what he has to say on this subject.
Judd, while I still have the energy, go ahead. I'm just kidding.
Thank you, thank you. I wanted to commend the mayor for putting out the code red for the robberies and the burglaries, and also to commend the police and anybody else who did the yeoman's job in trying to bring it all under control. I mean, we knew nothing about it virtually until I got the flash. But I'm sorry the chief isn't there. I've had a couple of phone calls since then. People want to know whether the police, whether we've increased our police cruising around the community or not. And I don't know.
Well, the chief will be here next week, but I've not heard that there was a conscious decision to increase the patrol. You mean as a result of the burglaries?
Yeah, they want to know.
They probably are. I mean,
people were getting anxious, you know, people, for whatever reason, they said, you know, it could happen to me, and what are you doing? And I said, I'll find out.
Here's the good news.
Yes.
We caught them.
I know that, but that also makes people very apprehensive.
And
yeah,
this is very rare.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Worse
since I've ever been in office.
Yeah.
Too. I've never heard that before. So you did a good job.
Well, I do plan to bring in those teenagers and honor them.
Oh, weren't they fabulous, those two kids?
They were brave.
They were
so brave. I ran into them over the weekend. I saw them. They were like, it happens. I go, no, it doesn't happen.
No.
They were very brave.
And did the actual perpetrator, did he get away with stuff when they apprehended him?
Almost all of it has been recovered and returned to its rightful owners.
Okay.
It was mostly key fobs, some laptops and whatnot. But he took them out of the houses and he piled them in the backyard, and then we went into the next house. I mean, he had locked his keys in his car at the gas station, so he had to break open the window.
Oh,
then he drove over to Orange Street, and it's sort of a mystery what he was thinking. But he would go into a house, he'd take a few things, put it in the yard, and he went to another one.
It wasn't Whitey Bulger. I mean, it was
smart.
Yeah.
So he really didn't get away with anything.
And did we get mutual aid from other communities?
Lots
as well?
Of communities.
Yes, right, red.
It's
yes.
Like 11 or something.
I think there were 8 or 9
yeah,
that came.
Well, thank you. Thank
Long
you,
Hills,
ma'am.
Bentleyville, Bainbridge sent their dog, Chagrin Falls, Solon, Warrensville Heights. Warrensville Heights nabbed the guy.
Thank you. Thank you. That's all.
But really, the credit goes to the police officers. They did an amazing job as it was going on.
Thank you.
Anything else, Ms. Clear?
No, that was just the safety committee report.
All right. Mr. Klein.
Couple things to report from Planning Commission. We met last night. A few of the things were on the agenda this evening, in particular the driveway with ordinance and discussion. We looked at there's some houses. You might want to take a look over at the Lakes of Orange. They're starting to pop some houses over there, and they're getting a pretty good pop for them.
Yeah, I was surprised how much they're getting for the 600.
Yeah.
Are people buying them?
Yeah, yeah. There's a lot of interest in their.
Miller sold 5 houses.
They're doing quite well, so we're seeing more and more plans. At least at every session, we've had plans coming in from the Lakes of Orange. The other thing that we're undertaking at planning through Planning Commission Design Review Board, and I think I mentioned this once before, is we're going to be looking into the creation of a set of landscape guidelines and standards for the village. Heretofore, we've had none, and two issues come about. Number one is sort of consistency in the submissions that come in for review. There's no real good way to assess what we're getting and all together, and then sort of the quality of the landscape designs that are coming in is also an issue. So we're discussing and looking at other communities' landscape ordinances and guidelines that have been created, but we've also reached out to the County Planning Commission to enlist their assistance in helping us develop this guideline. Interestingly enough, the Planning Commission now has fee associated with their services, so we are also looking at our planner to perhaps provide the same service, and we'll see what kind of competitive number there might be for that. The NOCA program, and interestingly enough, this comes on the tail of the issue of these break-ins up on Orange Hill and
Orange Tree.
I'm sorry, and the report from the safety committee last the NOCA meeting that was on the 11th of February. Ron and I went to, and it focused on how the county is dealing with various crime initiatives in the region. And one of the things that they've been looking at is what they're calling their crime gun initiative. They want to consolidate and identify guns that have been previously used in crimes, and to so that they can track them better and get them out of circulation. One of the things we talked about that was really kind of interesting is that, and there seemed to be some enthusiasm for it, was the idea that insofar as you have this organization of NOCA, why aren't we working more collaboratively as a group towards a engagement that would benefit all of the communities of Northeast Ohio? And we talked about how we might go about doing something with that sort of after the meeting. And there's some real interest in perhaps pursuing some objectives that might be, and goals that could be set up through NOCA that would enable us to work together more closely as a region than individually as communities in helping each other. And to that point, the last issue is sort of the ongoing process with the collaborative community economic development group. We're working on a letter and that will be going out, signed by all of the mayors in the communities of our micro region, to promote and support our effort on these community economic development collaborative programs that I spoke about at the last meeting. So that's all I have to say, and I yield the rest of my time to my colleague to my left, the new kid, Mr. Hirsch.
New kid. Thank you. Comments?
I'd like to also take a moment to commend the police on their great work. One of the main reasons why I think people come to move to Orange Village and select Orange Village is for things just like that, where you have an incident and it's addressed very quickly, it's handled professionally, and it's just not a lingering problem. So kudos to our police, both here in Orange and also in the neighboring communities that helped out. I did have a couple of inquiries from other residents that I wanted to just raise real quickly. One, in connection with the trails that we are looking into doing, have we thought about getting a sidewalk snow plow in connection with that?
We have not. It is, at this moment, our plan is not to plow it in the winter.
Okay.
If we find we have lots of money and don't know what to do with it, that could be one of the things
we can figure
consider.
Out down the road.
Yeah. I raise it because I know Beechwood has them. You've probably seen them on Richmond Road when driving around. And obviously, we haven't had that much snowfall this year. But in past years, we can all remember that we've been snowed in pretty well. And, you know, it's quite a bit of time that our sidewalks are going to be unusable for that. So if we want to consider that, I think it's worthwhile. Obviously, there's a cost.
I think it's worth considering. It's also a time commitment thing, I think.
Right, of course, yeah. It's a personnel.
Well, probably after the roads.
Understood. Yeah, it's certainly after the roads, but
we can talk about that over the next
week. Yeah, it's. I think it's
can
worth.
Can I tack on to that? I also got a request from a resident during this past month, and he had requested that we pave the paths back in the park.
They are.
I mean, not pave them, snowplow them in the winter.
We don't have the ability to right now.
I just had heard that too.
Sure.
What's that?
We don't have the equipment. Didn't you tell me it was like an $80,000 piece?
Sidewalk plows are $80,000.
How much?
Eight zero.
Seriously?
Yes.
You can't use the small plow on the regular truck?
Mercedes G-Wagon?
No.
Not the big truck?
Trackless, I wish I was.
It's like a Bob. It's like a Bobcat, right? It's like a.
No, it's bigger than.
Small Bobcat.
Bobcats, those are less money. They sometimes have a tendency to, you know, rubber type ones, they're causing damage.
Oh.
Trackless is, you know, articulating the machine. We'll look more into it, it's gonna be based on what was plowing, the width of what was plowing.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, understood. I obviously would have to work within the budget. I know there's a certain amount of money that the developer has, you know, promised. So if we can work it out, that would be great. I think it'd be a useful thing. The other item that was raised was, have we ever thought about doing a mobile website option for the Orange Village website? Because right now when you...
Because right now it doesn't work on the mobile device?
Well, it does, but, you know...
It's not mobile friendly.
Yeah, it's not mobile friendly. It's, I don't think it's very expensive to do that.
We've been designing the website, and the webmaster has put that into the new version.
I believe Dennis is looking at an app, or they were trying to see about something, but we are working on the website, so...
Okay, because I think that would be helpful. I mean, not necessarily an app, but you know how sometimes when you go to a website on your desktop, it's the full website, and then if you go to that same website on your iPhone or iPad, it'll be a little bit more of a simpler version of the website.
I would think that they'd be doing. I feel like most website designs now are.
Yeah.
Been working on a website mobile.
Can you find out, Mayor?
Okay.
Yeah, she is working on that version. I'm remembering now. She has given us a draft of the new website. We haven't had the time to sit down and
sure.
go over it. We're holding it up.
Okay.
But it is in the in works.
Okay, great. Yeah, I mean, it's usable right now on your mobile device, but it would be easier if we had.
Are you using it?
Well, yeah, I mean, if you go on the website, you're going to see the whole website on your phone, but it's going to be in very small font. You have to make it larger in order to read something. So, anyway.
Yeah, we'll work on that.
Those are my thoughts. Thank you.
Thanks. Mayor, come.
Bob, would you like to do the honors? Would you like to do the honors? I'll pass the mic. You just we were very proud to submit the annual report for the Orange Village Service. You want to say anything about it? I mean, I can do the passing out. You just say something brilliant.
Are there any coupons in it?
You sound like Jeb Bush. Now clap.
Don't you want to say anything more? Walk us through it, anything?
Speech.
I'm surprised you put the dog park picture on the front.
Basically, all right. Scooper.
That's all the comments I have tonight.
All right.
That's all for tonight.
Thank you. I don't have any further comments. So can I have a motion to adjourn to executive session to discuss with legal counsel pending or prospective litigation for the purpose of discussing the appointment, promotion, compensation, and possible discipline of village employees?
So moved.
Thank you, Ms. Berry. Is there a second?
Second.
Thank you, Mr. Klein. You call roll, please.
Barron?
Yes.
Perry?
Yes.
Klein?
Yes.
Braverman?
Yes.
Hirsch?
Yes.
Kluter?
Yes.
Duber?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, I won't.
Turn off the recording.
Maybe a concern. No,
always worries
about. Oh, that's right.
Because no one, knowingly will let you come.
Huh?
No one knowingly.
So can I give us back in?
Let you screw out of.
Well, we're hoping for just a simple.
I just think.